broadcasting the best rock across all of Western Pennsylvania. WLER-FM Butler. Cranberry. The Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome to local music here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, our show known as Grassroots. I'm Bob Kupp with you along with Shady Lady Productions' own Utah Burgess, and we're here to play some local music for you, talk a little bit about the scene, and have a visit here tonight. Good evening, Utah.
We're moving right along into February, halfway through February.
How about it? Can you believe it? It goes very quick. Of course, if you were tuned in last week, you had a much more enjoyable time than anybody else that would have been watching that thing called The Big Game. So we're glad you tuned in and joined Sophie Lockhart. And yeah,
our show is much better than that game. Yeah. There's no doubt about that.
Well, I say this. Hey, Pirates and pitchers and catchers report this week. You know that.
Yep.
So
ready to go.
We're ready to go with that. We're going to visit with Amanda Noah, and she has a new collaboration with James Graff. And they've put a new CD out here in about a month ago now. Yep. And we'll visit with them, find out about them. But we've had Amanda Noah on the show before. In fact, she's played band jam before. Yeah,
she's played band jam, and she was also one of our episodes on our defunct two-time award-winning cable show, The Beat. So, yeah.
That's right. I forgot about that.
So. Yeah. That song of hers, Easy on Yourself, is just one of my favorite local songs. I shouldn't even put the term local on it. It's just one of my favorite songs ever.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Great tune. She's got a great voice, and I'm anxious to meet James Graff, who is pretty well-versed in the music scene as well and is an educator in the music scene as well. So we'll find out a little bit about him. But, yeah, speaking of that said band jam, here we are now, six bands in already into our announcements. Feels like we just started announcing the first one a week ago. But here we are into mid-February already, and the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival presented by Woodman Life this year is back at Cooper's Lake Campground July 12th and 13th. And Cooper's Lake opened up their reservations last week, so people have been snapping up spots, so you better get on yours.
Yeah, we've got links over to their website. You can make your camping reservations. Just go to thebandjam.com. Get your tickets while you're there. Tickets are selling pretty good online. You can get them. We'll have some hard copies here soon as well, but don't let that hold you back.
TheBandJam.com is the site to go to. And there's even a link on there to get you right over to Cooper's Lake, too, so you can kind of do one-stop shopping. And we want to thank not only Woodman Life, standing strong for generations. They're our primary Band Jam sponsor this year, but also welcome back McDonald's Restaurants. They're our stage sponsor. The local McDonald's are back part of the fun this year. Also, Aqua Solutions for clear, clean, beautiful, soft water. They're part of the fun again this year. Cummings Candy and Coffee, two locations. Of course, you can also head out to the West Side Coffee Shop west of Butler, where they always have some good music happening.
I'll be hitting the stage there in April, so it'll be my first time playing out there.
That's awesome. Well, no. A little truth to the rumor there. I was out at a morning show gig once where you showed up and played, so not quite the first, but I guess officially first.
I didn't show up to play. I was dragged up on stage to play.
And, of course, Shady Lady Productions and The Rock Station 97.7 and our friends at Lamet Productions, who are back again this year to help with the sound and everything and the lights and, of course, Cooper's Lake Campground.
Yeah, and Ram Automotive is on board this year as well.
Yeah, so. We want to welcome a brand new one, too, to the show. They're located Route 8 south of Butler in Penn Township. If you know where the Mars Bank is, if you're heading south, it's on the right-hand side. They're right there. Ram Automotive, Powell Road is the official site, but we welcome them. We wanted to announce that tonight, that they are part of the fun as well. So we appreciate everybody joining in to help present another magical weekend. That will be the second weekend in July. And $20, that's your weekend pass for the entire fun. Unless you're 17 and under, you get in free.
Yeah, how about that? You can get in for free.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's benefits to being a youth.
Yeah, that's true. So drag mom and dad out.
There you go.
But it's a great sight to just enjoy a nice weekend. And we have some of our mainstays back again this year, but a lot of new stuff, too. So it'll be a great weekend to just enjoy some music together. And it is the icing on the cake for the Grassroots Show that you check out here every Sunday night. And we appreciate all of the avid listeners who are consistently promoting the fact that we're here and sharing it and saying that they love tuning in. That means a lot to us. We appreciate that.
It sure does.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get to Amanda and James coming up. But first, I think we're going to dig a couple classics out here. Well, I guess you could say not necessarily maybe the songs, but the artists.
Yeah, a little both there, maybe, a little both. But, yeah, we had this guy on last year, towards the end of the year. He was celebrating 50-plus years, Pittsburgh rock icon Norm Nardini. And I thought this was a cool little song, A Girl with a Gun.
How you doing, huh?
Yeah.
What a great intro that was. Yeah. Well, we'll follow that up with a gentleman who's going to be making his first appearance live on stage here in Western Pennsylvania in about 20 years or more. And we had him on a while back, too. He was he still bounces back and forth between Pittsburgh and Florida, but has been a part of this music scene for eons, just like Norm Nardini. And that's Artie Tedesco. He's got a special show coming up on February 23rd down at the Hard Rock in Pittsburgh. So I hope you'll go out and check that out. We'll play his classic. I saw the post there a couple weeks ago. He said, "Some people say I'm a dangerous man. Is that true?" Well, we'll find out with the song following Norm Nardini as well. And then it's Amanda and James tonight on the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7.
Sometimes
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. And this segment brought to you by the home of the Man Can. We're talking about the Rainbow Inn at 323 2nd Street in Freeport. For a refreshingly good time, we invite you to stop on by and thank the longest-running sponsor of this show. As long as we've been around, they've been around, supporting the cause.
Yes, they helped us get this off the ground, and we will eternally be thankful to them.
That's right.
Get down there and show them some love back.
That's right. Open Monday through Saturday, so swing on by. You can't miss it. First thing you'll see in Freeport, outside of the bridge. You got to cross the bridge to get to them. Well, we are going to cross a bridge here this morning and visit with two musicians, one of which we've visited with before, and that is Amanda Noah, who's back with us here on the show, bringing with her her singing partner and guitar player, James Graff. Amanda, good evening. Welcome to the Grassroots Show.
Hello. It's nice to see you guys again.
It's been a little while, I think, since we've visited with you.
It has been. Yeah, it has been.
So too long, right?
Yeah. Hey, we're making that better now.
That's good. We're fixing it.
Yeah.
And James Graff as well. Jim, good. Welcome to the show.
Hey, glad to be here. How are you?
I'm good. Good. Well, first, let's catch up with Amanda because we've had her on the show. It's been a little while, but give us a little background for those that maybe didn't hear our first show with you a while back.
Well, I think I've been around the local scene for a while here, but I've been just sort of doing my own thing and met up with this guy here and started working on a project with him. And so that's what I've been up to. Okay. That and you know, going to school too. So it was a little sidetracked for a while.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So.
But you've been pretty active of late. I've seen.
Oh yeah,
seen
for sure.
Playing
for
around
sure.
Different places.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So it's been good.
Good. Good. Yeah. James, a little background of yourself. Tell the listeners a little bit of your musical background. How you got into music.
Well, I mean, I've played music since I was very young.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I started probably on the piano when I was like 6 or 7 years old.
Uh-huh.
But I was always in the school bands. You know, I did a lot of that. I, you know, I played a lot in high school. I started playing out, you know, started gigging when I was about 15.
Okay.
You know, I started playing the guitar probably when I was about 13, you know. Mm-hmm. And I picked it up pretty quickly. And, yeah, ever since then, I mean, high school, when I was in college, I played, you know, 3-4 nights a week. That's how I paid my bills. You know, just doing top 40 bands and just working, always trying to, you know, I mean, all my life, I mean, that's what I do now. I play professionally. I play full time.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found, even from when I was a young man, is if I was going to work, I had to be what I used to say, at least passably competent at all styles. You know, I do these gigs that I have to play R&B, I have to play jazz, play rock, blues, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I have to play it well. So just getting out there on stage, you know, night after night after night, you know, all kinds of places, all over, you know, all over the country, it really kind of made me get my thing together quick. Because I was playing most of the time with guys that were a lot older than I was.
Okay.
And, I mean, they'd beat you up, you know what I mean, if you didn't have it together. So, you know, it was great. It was a great learning experience. And I, you know, I teach now, and I always tell my students, you know, if you want to learn how to play for real, you know, you can sit there and play all day long at home, you know, especially now a lot of young kids, they have, you know, they have YouTube, they have all the resources of the world and all this information. I said, you know, when I was your age, I had a couple bad VHS tapes of like Stevie Ray Vaughan and, you know, I had a few magazines and my, you know, 50 or 60 records that I owned, but now you have everything.
Right.
But you still got to get out there and do it.
Yeah.
You know.
So you play out in front of somebody and break that ice.
Yeah. You know, I always tell my students, you know, you're only going to ever, like, perform 85% as well as you practice because, you know, when you get out there, that's for real.
Things can happen.
Strings, oh, yeah.
Strings can break.
They can and will happen, you know.
Play Army Depots and things like that. Things can happen.
Yeah, man. I mean, you end up in some – I mean, I've played a lot of wild places, you know. I've done the Johnny Cash thing, man. I've played in prisons a couple of times.
Yeah.
So like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah,
that's cool. Now, when you were playing in those younger days, were you a guitarist? Were you
most of the time when I was playing a gig and I was playing guitar. You know what I mean? Okay. I mean, I did play, you know, I played a lot of French horn.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that and orchestral settings and some you know, and musicals and things, and I played a lot of piano, but yeah, I mean, the last 15 years or so it's always been guitar. That's kind of my main thing.
You always from around this area?
Yeah I mean, I've played all over.
Okay.
But I've pretty much always lived here.
Now you do you said teaching you what it's teach like, down to pianos and stuff.
Yeah Cool. I've taught there for about 12 years.
Awesome.
You know,
awesome.
So I really enjoy that.
Yeah. So, Amanda, back to your background a little bit. What led you down a musical path?
Oh, geez. I have been singing since, I think, before I could talk.
Yeah.
That's what everybody in my family says. So I guess I'll believe them because I don't really remember.
Okay.
But my grandma just always singing old songs and teaching all of us, and I have really great memories with her, and she actually still sings. She has a better soprano voice than I'll ever had, and she realized she had that potential later in life, and it's really been inspiring. We've gotten to sing together too a couple times, like do different shows together, and that's been really cool for me. Like each time we get to do it, it's like, this is very special. And you just kind of soak it in because you realize, like, this is the woman who taught me how to do this.
Okay.
And I'm at the point now where you know, as I've gotten older and I'm an adult now and my voice has matured, I can actually, when I sing certain songs, especially the ones she used to sing, I can actually just, I hear her so much. I can't even really hear myself. Okay. It's just, I hear her voice. So I've been singing, you know, forever.
That's awesome. Yeah. So how did this collaboration happen?
You want to tell the story?
Yeah.
You're better at it.
Well, so what I, you know, I've played with the, you know, the same group of guys primarily for, oh, probably like 12 years.
Okay.
And we have like a function band, like a, you know, like a corporate band. We do, you know, weddings, a lot of big corporate parties and this sort of thing. And okay. I think back in maybe like 2012, we were playing a wedding at the the Heinz History Center. And the bride at this wedding came up and said, hey, one of the bridesmaids, were you a bridesmaid on
no.
the
wedding? No, just a friend.
Okay, that's not a correct detail. she said, my friend's a great singer. She'd like to come up and sing a song.
Okay.
You know, when you do a lot of, you know, when you play music, you will learn that, you know, when you're playing music, man, most of the crowd is... they've been drinking,
uh-huh.
you know, and when people drink, their idea that, you know,
yeah, they can sing.
Idea, yeah. So this is not an uncommon occurrence. So, you know, but when the bride asks you, she's not really asking you, she's telling you. So we said, yeah, sure, bring her up, you know. And when I was doing a lot of bar gigs, I always used to have this thing where, like, every time, there were just certain songs people always want to sing,
mm-hmm.
right? And it, when it was a female vocalist, it would seem they always wanted to sing at last. Or Moon Dance, or it was like, you know, it's always the same two or three tunes. So of course we get up there, and Amanda comes up, and I don't know her, and she, and we ask, well, you know, what tune do you want to call? And she said, At Last, and I'm like, which is, I mean, that's a, you know, that's a tough tune to sing, man. And I'm just
yeah.
like, oh, but I remember that the way that she held the mic looked like I was like, for whatever reason that struck me. I'm like, oh man. Okay. She looked comfortable,
okay.
you know.
All right.
And then as soon as, you know, the first phrase in that song is, I mean, everyone knows that first phrase. And as soon as she opened her mouth, I went, all right, well, this is going to be okay, you know. But I was, you know, I just, the timbre of her voice, the power, the control, I was so taken by it. I was like, man, I got to go talk to her after this gig is over. Cause before she leaves, I got to see if she has a card. I want to, you know, I want to play with this person. So I found her in the crowd after the wedding was over. She gave me her card, and then, you know, we started playing music together. And, you know, I've always played in original bands. That's always been a thing I've done. I mean, I did a lot more when I was younger,
mm-hmm.
you know, but, I mean, the world's kind of changing, you know. I mean, just it's just not even that many places to play mm-hmm. in that way anymore. But, you know, I had some tunes, and I said, you know, why don't we just, you know, let's make a record. I got some songs, you know, you know, let's get together, let's work on some material, and let's, you know, let's make something.
Yeah.
You know, it's just nice when you play out, you know, I kind of look at, it's always good to have, you know, have a CD, or if, you know, you got something on Spotify, have, so it's like a business card.
Mm-hmm.
You know
sure,
what I mean?
Sure.
You know, for the independent musician, it's just a, you know, it's not really like a revenue stream anymore, but it is something that, you know, I mean, you want to, of course, it's always arts from an artistic perspective. It's always, you know, something, you know, I need to do that, mm-hmm. you know,
mm-hmm. that creativity.
Yeah. I mean, that's something I've always needed to do. I mean, from the first time I, you know, sat down at a piano when I was a kid, I was, you know, trying to, you know, I would look at the sheet music and then I'd go off and do something, you know,
yeah,
but,
yeah. The creativity was boring.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, just to kind of, make a living nowadays doing this thing, you need to diversify. You know, you have a lot of irons mm-hmm. in the fire.
Sure,
you know what
sure.
I mean? But the yeah. you know, having recorded, you know, recorded music, having that thing, that's always an essential component.
That's
you know,
awesome.
The way
that's
I
awesome.
See it. Yeah.
Well, let's give a listen to one of those recorded components, a song called Steady Love. Can you give us a little intro to that?
Yeah, this is the first song on the record. You know, when we set out to do this, it always kind of bugged me when you need to listen to a record and like every tune was the same harmonically, the palette was the same, you know. I mean, AC/DC does that well, but you know, most, you know, sometimes you listen to a record, man, and you're like, it's very samey.
Yeah.
But this tune is like very much, I try to do like the Joe Cocker, like Mad Dogs and Englishmen thing, you know. I mean, it's, I guess you could call this stuff classic rock. I don't really love that tag, but you know. It's got some horns. It's got some big vocals, and you know, it's just, you know, this is the kind of stuff that we love. So
okay, well, let's give it a listen. It's Amanda Ngo with James Graff here tonight. Song called "Steady Love" on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7.
Everyone has got their problems. dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
We're here tonight on the Grassroots Show, visiting with Amanda Noah and James Graff. And this segment is being brought to you by Bros's Superette, high on the hill, right on the price. Check them out right at the corner of Rockenstein and South Main in Butler. It used to be straight up the bridge. It's straight up the hill now. You have to rendezvous the bridge to get to the hill. But it is still South Main Street, by the way. And they've got all kinds of great selections for you. So stop on up, say hello. Your local butcher, your local little deli, they've got all kinds of great things to complement your lunch or your meal today. Bros's Superette, thanks to their sponsorship here tonight. Amanda Noah and James Graff in here tonight. We just heard a song called Electric Mood that followed Steady Love. Tell us a little bit about Electric Mood.
Well, that was one. I think that was the first song.
It's the first tune we did. That's the first
we started working on, and that, you know, he sent me the music, and just like, you know, right.
Yeah, that's.
Let me get your take. Let me get your take on this.
That's the way that music and, is made nowadays.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, when you do sessions or anything, like, some people still get into a room and work it out, but most of the time, it's like, you know, when I work with anyone, probably for the past 10 years, you know, it's you send them a WAV file or an MP3, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you just bounce back and forth via email, you know, change a little here, change this phrase here a little bit. And that's how we did, you know, I would, you know, make these demos and like, you know, my home studio, and we'd bounce them back and forth. And when we kind of got it all together, we went in and cut it. You know, that tune's more of like a, you know, more of a kind of a funk thing.
Okay.
You know?
Sounds like you have a pretty diverse selection of stuff, as you kind of referred to.
Well, yeah, I mean, the groups I always loved, I mean, especially, you know, the big boys, like, you know, if you listen to a Zeppelin album, you know, especially anything after maybe Zeppelin 3, every time, you know, every tune's its own little adventure, you know?
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Sonically, and you know, the instruments that are being used, the, you know, just the palette of sounds.
Greatest band ever.
I would agree with that.
All right.
Also the greatest live band.
That's
also the greatest drummer.
We're just gonna play this episode every Sunday from here on out.
Yeah. But, yeah, man. But you know, that's the thing. It's like you know, not to be cynical, but in some ways, I always think that in the era of forever diminishing attention spans, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you try to give people a new taste every 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so there, you know, some of the tunes we're going to do live here a little later are like, you know, I mean, if you listen to the album version of it, it's just like almost like a straight country tune.
Okay.
There's pedal steel on two tracks of this record.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah. Now, did you have... How much of this was just you two? I mean, how many people did you bring in to help with this cause, and where
tons,
did they come from?
Tons. Well, I mean, you know, like I said, we play together professionally all the time.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So, but in general, like, you know, I've been doing this quite a while, so I know a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, all these tunes, I kind of did like a Steely Dan thing,
okay.
You know? So
all
it's
right.
Like, if on this tune... I think that this person's bass playing will be cool.
All right.
You know, the only consistency other than Amanda and I is the guy that played drums on this record, Gary Matassa. Great, great drummer. But on, you know, I mean, there's different people playing keys. You know, I mean,
cool.
Everything.
So truly, the album is very diverse from song to song then.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool. Now, did you record this in your home studio? Did you go to a big studio?
No. We went to you know, a proper studio.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the record was cut actually in a studio in Steubenville, Ohio.
Okay.
Called Aardvark, which is a great studio. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, a lot of people have recorded there.
Yeah.
That's the guy that's the engineer there is a good friend of mine,
okay.
A great bass player.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a guy named Dan Bozick.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know, we worked primarily there. We did cut the bed track for one of the tunes at a studio, actually, where I live in Aspinwall, George Hyde's studio. It's a big, cavernous old place. It used to be a dance hall in the 20s.
Wow.
But it's nice. That tune is on the record. It's called Birdie. It's actually a ballad I wrote about my niece when she was born. But did a piano in that studio. It was at David's Steinway. Full grand piano from the 20s.
Wow.
It was built for the Hines family.
Okay.
It was on the stage, and it was never moved. That piano's never come off that stage.
Wow.
And it is immaculate. The studio's primarily a jazz studio. Like, they cut a lot of jazz there.
Okay.
I mean, it was good because I wanted to cut the bed track live on the floor, and they're set up to kind of have everything isolated. But
that all ended up working out really nicely.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah. It's always, you know. I mean, you're going to cut everything live. I mean, that's a very romantic idea, but, you know, for the reality of recording, that's usually not the most efficient way to do things. But, you know, as great as digital piano sounds are getting nowadays,
mm-hmm.
There's still nothing like the real deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so we went in there just because I wanted it. I wanted that piano.
That's awesome.
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
So when you take us back to the beginning, when you first saw each other at this this wedding, and you said we need to work together, was that an instant collaboration connection when you guys did finally sit down and start to write together or perform together?
Yeah, because I mean, we didn't really start to write together for a while.
We
started doing acoustic, you know, acoustic gigs.
Okay.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of that to be had. You know, that's something I've always done. That's something Amanda's always done.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Just decided, hey, like, are you free this night? Do you have a gig this night? You want to be on this gig with me? Like, let's work together.
Yeah.
You end up, it brings so much more energy, especially when you're out on these gigs and you're just, it's you, it's your guitar, it's your singing, and it's nice to have somebody else there. It's just like, let's just add something new to the mix. Let's mm-hmm. play something different. And just the energy is totally different. It's really, really nice. But yeah, I don't think we didn't really start writing together. I think
it
was
years.
Like 2 years. Yeah.
All right.
2 years. We just were playing together. And, you know, on my end of the story, whenever the bride and the groom asked me to sing at this wedding, I said, you're going to have to walk me up there and tell them that you want me to sing. Because if I go up there by myself, they're going to look at me and say, absolutely not. Absolutely not. We're not letting some random girl come up here and sing.
Understandably so. Yeah.
Right. I'm like, I told them, like, these guys are pros. There's no way they're letting some random person mm-hmm. walk up here and butcher your wedding.
Well,
you know,
we just would have asked you to go ask the bride.
Yeah.
Or we would have given you just to make that noise.
Yeah. Those were the looks I was getting. Yeah. Those were that definitely was like,
I probably just would have pretended, like, usually I just point at my in-ears and say, I can't hear you.
Yeah.
I've seen you do that on gigs.
I can't hear you. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
It's not karaoke time.
No, no.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to be careful with that, man. I mean, you know, it's like I always say, like, a wedding is like, you know, someone took out half a mortgage to have a five-hour party.
Yeah, boy.
So, you know, everyone's got that, like, you know, that one I mean, we've been warned prior to weddings, like, if Uncle So-and-so comes up here and asks to sing, say no. You know what I mean? Guy gets halfway through a bottle of Jack Daniels, man. He's ready to get loose.
Thinks he's Lou Bega.
Yeah. He'll be dancing in front of your guitar rack all night long. Don't let him start.
You guys know you're Alan Jackson.
That's cool. So the album, you have it completed, and
it's
ready to partake. Yeah. Last month, January.
Yeah, it's out. It's on all the streets, on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, all the platforms.
You can get a physical copy through CD Baby. If you still are aware of what a CD is and have a device to play it.
And for the listeners, it's called Take a Little, Leave a Little.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right. I think getting CDs made, that was a point of discussion. Like, do you do that? Some people Some people don't even have a CD player anymore. Think about it, you get a new vehicle, like, you don't have a little boombox at home. Mm-hmm. Where are you playing a CD?
Yeah, they've put CD players in new cars for like 2 years now.
Yeah. So, but at the same time, it's like, you know, you do it for your grandma, or you do it for, you just,
your
it's
grandma.
Something, right. you know, people who still have it, whatever. I still have a boombox. I mean, I could never get rid of it. I need to have that.
The good to take
I'm still playing vinyl.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's legit. Well, that's, you know, that's that okay for sure.
That's but, a whole. That's a whole thing.
Yeah. That.
But yeah, it is true. I mean, Jake Klein with the Rock Show Morning Show bought a new car, and he says it doesn't have a CD player. And I said, well, I won't be buying that brand. Right. But it's a matter of time until. I'm out to lunch,
exactly.
too, you know, until you put your own in.
Exactly.
It's just the way of the world.
So. I just, yeah.
You adapt or you don't have anything.
Yeah, so. I mean, that's, to me, like, CDs are just good to have on gigs, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it is
that's
nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That's cool. So, you just term it Amanda Noah and James Kraft?
Yeah.
People can Google it and find it?
Yeah, it's if you search for either of our names on any of the streaming services, it'll come up.
Yeah.
Sweet.
You know?
Awesome. Well, you've had a great story, and it's cool that it has come to this point of the collaboration, and we wish you the best in the future. Any places that you play a lot, or where can people catch you out and about outside of weddings and airplane hangars?
We do play. You know, if you go to Amanda's website, you know, you can always see where she's, you know, she usually has our dates up there.
Cool,
which is Amanda Noah Music.
I have all that up there, just AmandaNoah.com.
You know.
Yeah. Okay. So all of that info is up there. We're actually will be at Lake Arthur Golf Club on February 15th, which I believe is a Friday.
Yeah.
So
Valentine's Day weekend. Stop on out. Huh?
Yeah.
I know they have a lot of beer on tap out there.
If you didn't make plans and you need to make plans.
There you go.
Because you forgot
to
make plans.
That's next weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We can be your outlet. Yeah.
Well, great to have you both in here. James, great to meet you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Absolutely.
Amanda Noah as well. And tell us about the final two songs tonight. We've got We'll Make It Last, and also you're going to do a live cut called Angel from Montgomery.
Yeah, well, We'll Make It Last is a tune I had around for a long time. I actually had an old four-track in my house, and I wrote that song quite a while ago, and I kind of dug it back out. And found it, and I had been sitting around with a friend of mine. And he was playing piano, and there's like a little, you know, if you listen to the album version, there's a piano, but it's very, you know, bandy, like the band.
All right.
I was like, man, this would function really well as a duo. And, you know, Amanda kind of has this, like, Stevie Nicks thing going on sometimes. And I'm like, oh, yeah, this would be cool because it's kind of like, you know, I put it in a key that was, like, kind of down at the bottom of her register. And it was neat. And like I said, that we had someone add some pedal steel on that. That's kind of where that tune was, you know, coming from.
Right.
Angel from Montgomery is a John Prine tune that was actually made famous in the 70s by Bonnie Raitt's version of that tune again we took that tune and tried to do like the big, you know, Joe Cocker, Mad Dogs and Englishmen giant rock band thing, you know, the big choir vocals on the record, you know. But when we do it live, it's, you know, we're going to do it like it's very subdued.
Cool.
It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
You know,
a song that can take multiple angles. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff. Again, great to have you in. It's Amanda Noah and James Graff here tonight on The Grassroots Show, The Rock Station 97.7, streaming as well, 977rocks.com.
Up,
her on TV. Someone on Wall Street pulled a few tricks and lost all we had. So this old house and all of its memories got taken away by the bank. But I keep holding you tightly, keep you with hope till the storm rolls past.
Make me a poster of an old There's flies in the kitchen. I can hear all their buzzing. And I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. Have a helping person go to work in the morning, come home in the evening and have nothing to say. Make me an angel that flies. Believing is a living, it's just a harder way to go. To believing is a living, it's just a harder way to go. To believing is a living, it's just a hard. It's a hard way to go.
Rosie Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. Ambrosie's is the king of ham loaf in Butler. Make sure you try their kielbasa or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie's Superette.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On Sunday, February 17th, check out the Blues for Food Benefit being held at Domenico's in Cranberry Township. Also coming up Saturday, February 23rd, it's Artie Tedesco live for the first time in Pittsburgh in over two decades. He'll be joined by special guests the Matt Barani Band at the Hard Rock Cafe in Pittsburgh. On Tuesday, March 5th, why not head to New York City? Catch T.C. Davis at the Rockwood Music Hall. And don't forget to mark your calendar for Saturday, March 2nd for Macko's Birthday Bash 2019 at Peter B's. It'll be a great rockin' night in memory of the late Dan Macko. On the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, Saturday, February 16th, it's the Heartbreakers Ball at Peter B's featuring bands like Order 66, Repo Man, and 2KD. Then a month later, Saturday, March 16th, mark your calendar for St. Patrick's Day Brutality. And on Saturday, April 6th, it's our Rock Done Right Tour Stop number one for 2019. It's Ales for Athletes, presented by Ryan's Run. This will be held at the Vagabond Hall in Lindora. Ales for Athletes will benefit Butler County Special Olympics. And this year, you'll see craft breweries serving up some of the best brews in Butler County. And there will be an all-you-can-eat dinner, raffles, auctions, 50-50, and live music featuring the Noble Hops and Darren and Craig. Get your tickets today online because this is likely to sell out through ShowClicks or pick them up at participating breweries.
When was the last time your job let you dream big, gave you a sense of achievement, made you truly happy? Now imagine providing for your family like you never thought you could. Imagine traveling to places you never dreamed you would. Imagine helping others while helping yourself. As a Woodman Life representative, you can earn great money and exceptional benefits like group health insurance and a 401k plan for those who qualify. Top performers can also win cash bonuses and exciting incentive trips. Plus, with Woodman Life, you'll have the freedom to be your own boss while being a leader in your community.
If you're looking for a career where you can be your own boss and determine your own income, we can help. Hi, I'm Tony Angerette, your local Woodman Life recruiting sales manager. Call me to find out more at 724-431-1932.
Insurance protection, financial security. Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We appreciate you tuning in here tonight to The Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7. And don't forget, our show is archived at 977rocks.com. You can go in and retrieve past episodes on demand, or if you ever miss the show, Shame on you if you missed it because of that big game thing. You should have been listening live anyway. But you can get it at 977rocks.com. And, of course, if you're ever out of our listening area, it's always streaming at 977rocks.com. So you have no excuse not to catch our show. Thanks to Amanda Noah and James Graff visiting with us tonight. Some great tunes there from their new CD.
Yeah, fun stuff there.
Yeah. And, again, don't forget, right around the corner, talked about Amanda and James playing out and about. Guess what's happening next week already? It seems like the Southern Fried Rock Show was like yesterday, and now tomorrow, basically, is the next stop on the Shady Lady Show calendar for 2019. And that's your big Heartbreakers Ball at Peter B's on the Saturday night.
Yeah, and on the 16th of February, it's our kind of our little finger to Valentine's Day, typically. that's kind of where that all came out of. But, yeah, we're going to have Order 66 on the bill this year and Repo Man, which, speaking of Cummings Coffee and Candy, that's his new band there. So
Barry, yeah.
Come out. Yep, Barry, and 2KD. So it's going to be a fun night of some of the kind of harder, edgier rock.
Yeah, so it'll be a fun night. And, of course, if you're not into that heart-shaped thing, you know, this is the thing to bring your sweetheart and come celebrate.
Yeah,
you know, because it'll be a great time.
I love you, baby. We're going to the Heartbreakers Ball.
There you go. And of course, a month after that, it's St. Patrick's Day Brutality, and then the first Saturday in April. Excited to be back with the Rock Done Right tour, and the stop that will kind of be taking over from Ryan's Run, but it's basically connected to it. It's Ales for Athletes. They're not going to do a run anymore, but they're going to do something very different and unique, kind of freshen up the event that is held every year at the Vagabond Center that we've attended many times, you've played at, Noble Hops have played at, and sounds like will happen again this year. You'll be playing, right?
Yeah, we'll be back at that. This benefits Special Olympics in Butler County, so yeah. The cause is still the same, and like you mentioned, it's still the Ryan's Run people that do this, but they're just trying to mix it up. And I'll tell you what, this is a heck of a deal, so, and this is going to sell out. It's a limited, you know, seating event, but for $40, you're going to get unlimited craft brew sampling, all-you-can-eat meal, one of the largest raffles I've ever seen in my life, auctions 50-50, and of course the live music, so yeah, I encourage you to check it out. It's always a fun time there.
Yeah, it really is. And if you've been used to going to that or you've stopped by that before, it usually was an all-day event. It's going to be a little more contained now. What, 5 to 9?
5 to 9,
5
yeah.
to 9 in the evening. So it's an evening event. So check it out. You can get your tickets through ShowClicks. Again, it's Ales for Athletes presented by Ryan's Run. That's Saturday, April 6th.
Yeah, and only if there's still tickets available will they open that up to general admission the day of. So if you're thinking you can just show up there like you have in the past, if it's sold out, it is sold out. So I recommend you get your tickets ahead of time. And some of the breweries will have tickets as well. So just get on the Facebook event page there and check it out.
All right. And just like our Band Jam, Grassroots Music Festival presented by Woodman Life, get your tickets now because when it sells out, they'll have to cut a couple trees down to fit you in out at Cooper's Lake Campground, I guess, right?
Well, can't wait for that day to happen, can we?
But check out thebandjam.com. Get your tickets for that and hope you'll join in on the fun. We really have a good time with it. And if you've not been there, you're really missing a good time. And we promise you that. If you don't have a good time, I don't know, you didn't come out of your tent. That's about all I can say, because everybody that's been there has been coming back and bringing more friends.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Yeah, so that's July 12th and 13th this year. Well, we will leave you with a couple more tunes, and then, hey, we'll do this again next week here on the Grassroots Show every Sunday night at 7 o'clock, playing your local music. Got a couple tunes before we go, though.
Yeah, we featured this guy before, and I say we give him another spin. His name is Brandon Green, and his song, 5-Day Run.
All right, and we'll play a local band from the tri-state area that I actually saw for the first time opening up for the Dead Daisies down at Jurgles last year. And I was really struck by them. We played their song after that, a song called Suffocate. And this is the band Never Wake. And we will see you next week on the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7. Driving down that line.
let you know I'm thinking of you. Driving down that lonely road, my thoughts went back to you, and I wondered if you miss me too. Just a few more hours, girl, and I'm walking through that door. I don't have to be lonely anymore. Driveway, had enough of on the run, finally got my mind. Driving down that lonely road, my thoughts went back to you, and I wondered if you missed me too. No more, few more hours, girl, and I'm walking through that door. We don't have to be lonely anymore.
The Rock Station Nation. Unite at 97.7 WLER FM Butler Cranberry.
Thank you. Station.
Hello, kiddies. This is Alice Cooper.
Hi, this is Meatloaf.
Come on!
I'm Paul Rodgers.
Rock steady!
The Rock Station, 97.7.
After midnight, we gon' let it all hang down. After midnight, we gon' chug a lug and shout. We gon' stimulate some action. We gon' get some satisfaction. We gon' find out what it is all about. Shake your tambourine.
After midnight.
Soak up be peaches and cream.
After midnight.
Don't cause talk and suspicion. We gon' give an exhibition. We gon' find out what it is all about.
What it all about? What it all about?
After midnight, we gon' let it all hang.
I'm
Rock Station. 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. On The Rock Station. 97.7.